Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on November 15th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the death of ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo, the de facto military coup in 2017 and COVID-19.
First, a look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 yesterday and 10 others tested positive for coronavirus. The ministry says 4,697 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The ministry reports that over 3.4 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.7 million their second dose.
In politics, the late ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo has been declared national hero.
And it's now almost 4 years after Robert Mugabe was toppled in a de facto military coup in Zimbabwe. What has happened since that time? Ngibambe mahlabezulu linja lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngokujeneyo ke kokuqala sakhangela COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele Zimbabwe. Yebo siyabona ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle. Uyabika ukuthi kulomuntu yedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo. Wathi ke abantu abayi 10 bahlolwe batholakala belomkhuhlane lo. Uyabika njalo ukuthi kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye soko labantu 4,697 asebabulawa umkhuhlane COVID-19. Lokhu ke kuya ngesikhathi sokuthi kulabantu bayi 133,438 abahlolwa batholakala belegciwane le. Asebaphepha kumkhuhlane COVID-19 bafika 128,287. Kusukusithi ke sebehlatshwe iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,468,344. Asebehlatshwe isibili bayi 2,696,516. So siyabona njalo ukuthi ke lokuthiwa ngama-active cases kwele Zimbabwe kule 454. Xa sesingena ke kwezombangazwe sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana Simon Kayamoyo obeyisikhulumeli sebandla seZANU-PF kasekho. Njalo ke usenikwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe i-national hero. Sokwazi njalo ukuthi ngesikhathi lesi wakuxokozela ngo-2017 eHarare, ibutho selingene emgwaqweni selifuna ukuthi ke kususwe wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe esikhundleni. So kunjalo ke Jonga, siqhubeke mfowethu.
Onguwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tiri kutarisa zvinhu zvinokwana kuita zvitatu kana zvina. Chekutanga riri nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Itinoona kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Vamwe vanokwana kuita gumi vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Tichitarisawo zvakare, tinoona kuti vanhu vafa neCOVID-19 kusvika iye nezuro vakanga vava zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu. Nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevanomwe 4,697. Vanhu vakanga vabayiwawo nomba yekutanga vakanga vapfuura zvishoma mamirioni mana nechidimbu kana kuti nemazana mana ezviuru 3.4 million. Kwoti vabayiwa nomba yepiri vakanga vapfuurawo mamirioni maviri nemazana manomwe tingati ezviuru 2.7 million. Totarisa munyaya dzematongerwa enyika, tiri kuona kuti pane vakashaya nezuro vaSimon Kayamoyo vanga vari mutauriri webato reZANU-PF. Taziviswa kuti vapuwa remekedzo rwegamba renyika inganzi pachirungu national hero. Tinonzwa vakawanda vachitaura kuti aiwa hapana anopikisa kuti vaSimon Kayamoyo vangaitwa gamba nezuro. Takanzwa vakawanda vaitaura izvozvo muchirongwa chedu chataita mangwana nanhasi cherurimi rweshona tataura nava Joseph Chuma, vanoe shamari yepejko ya va Simon Kayamoyo vachitaura kuti mabasa akabatwa na va Simon Kayamoyo hapana munhu angambonzi apikisa kuti vasaitwa gamba renyika. Tinodaira kuti vakawanda vatichakurukura navo pachirongwa pano vachapawo maonero avo, asi havashoma vatingatarisira kuti vangapokana nazvo. Kwotiwo imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa nezvayo, tinoona kuti kubva nezuro nyika yeZimbabwe yanga yasvitsa makore mana vaive mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatanga chirongwa chekubviswa pachigaro nemauto inganzi nevamwe de facto coup, vamwe vachitai vahanzi soft coup. Handizo kuti pane dzimwe dzine dzakaoma here nedzimwe dzakapfava. Saka tiri kuona kuti makore mana vaMugabe vabviswa pachigaro tonzwawo kuti zvii zvashanduka ndo zvatinotarisira kukurukura nevadare vedu nhasi mune chino chirongwa kipsi.
Yes, Joseph Chuma actually sent us an audio concerning Simon Kaya. Let's listen to this audio, exactly what you are saying.
The coming in of the new dispensary.
No, I think sifake engayisiyo lapha jonga. So ke sizokona ukuthi kutwani.
Silusizi kakhulu ngokwamukela umbiko obhlungangaka uba nature health dala inkokheli yethu. Omunye wabaqali bendaba le ubaba uSimon Khaya Moyo uselele enkosini. Indoda esebenze phose impilo yakhe yonke kwezepolitiki sukela ngesikhathi kuseyizaphu kwaze kwaba lokubambana kwezaphu nezanu Jongwe sokubunjwa izanu PF. Ebeyindoda emadodeni siyazi ubana nguye obephethe iofisi information and publicity uzanu PF kupolitbureau, kodwa ngenxa yokungezwa kahle kwakhe siyazi ubana ubeseke wahlala phansi isikhathi lezi yikho ubona bekulo acting secretary ubaba uBima. Sicabangela ubana uzabangcono aphenduke, kodwa uNkulunkulu usekhethile ubana athathe iluba lakhe engadini yakhe. Oso kusele kuphela ukuthi sithi ulwile ulwa okulungileyo kwaba SK Moyo, as you popularly known. Uqedile uhambo lwakho, imisebenzi yakho emihle iza kulandela. Lala ngokuthula qhawe lamaqhawe, lala ngokuthula moyo omuhle, siza kulandela lathi endleleni naleyo usibikile kwabaphambili khona ngale. Son of the soil, mbana wenhlabathi, mwana wevu, siyabonga.
So that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is in Bulawayo. So he was talking about SK Moyo. He says, you know, he fought a very, very tough battle. You know, he has been sick for a while. You know that there was an acting spokesperson of the party. And so he says it's really sad that SK Moyo is late. And he's tracing back his history, saying SK Moyo used to work with the late former president, Vice President, Joshua Mkabo Nyongolo Nkomo. So he says, you know, he's known for what he actually did and all those kind of things. Even if there are some people who are saying, you know what, SK Moyo had gone too much into ZANU-PF and forgot about his own people. So we are going to be dissecting some of these issues, including the one that is today's topical issue, the issue of the de facto military coup. Kunjalo ke jonga.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa po va Joseph Chuma nengo ye Central Committee ye Bato reZANU PF vanga vari mumwe vevanhu vari pedyo nava Simon Khaya Moyo vachitaura nezvemabasa akaitwa nava Simon Khaya Moyo vachiri vapenyu. Havari kuti hapana munhu angapikisa sezvanambotaura pekutanga, kuti vari kutaura kuti hapana munhu angapikisa mabasa anonzi akaitwa nava Simon Khaya Moyo. Itanzwa vachitaura kuti vanga vari munhu anga ari pedyo zvikuru nevaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaJoshua Nkomo, vachizenge vaine chinhano chavakatorawo chakasimba mukubatanidza mapato maviri ezapu neZANU PF muna 1987 pakaumbwa hurumende yemubatanidzwa kana kuti bato remubatanidzwa kuti reZANU PF, zvakaita kuti munyika munge muine kugadzikana mushure mekunge mambo kanganisika nezvaiitika kumatunhu ematerland nemidlands. Ndo nyaya dzanga dzichitsinhirwa navachuma kuti mabasa ava Simon Khaya Moyo mabasa anokutevera, hanzi mabasa ako haunoita uri mupenyu anokutevera. Whatever you did follows you even into death, Gibbs.
And according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Simon Khaya was today declared a national hero. He was 76 years old, according to the newspaper, and he succumbed to cancer yesterday at Matatei Hospital in Bulawayo. And according to the newspaper, the same newspaper, the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Dr. Obet Mpofu, told the press that the national hero status to the veteran the nationalist family was a thing that he actually delivered this at the funeral work of Kaya Moyo. So he just excuse me there. So according to Mpofu, he said the ruling party unanimously agreed that Kaya Moyo, his contribution in liberating Zimbabwe befitted that of a national hero. So again, siya kubona kuna kukwe tulwe lipepa ndabale Herald newspaper, elitike Kaya Moyo use ilipiwe iskopo se kawe lesizwe. Umoyo wakati zeni mnyaga A76, utwage utetwe isifo se mfuku zani. Njalo mfele kuna ngale kima tatei hospital. So again, siya kubona ke uto otela opet Mpofu, yenongo nopala chikelele. Singati usekretari we administration kubandeleza no PF. Uteke kono kusitoko zokuti national hero siveza kono kukuti umoyo walwa impi yenkululeko. Waya kuzapu siya kwazi konke lokhu wazuza imilitary training yake kuna ngale kule Russia le Cuba. So ke abantu bali baseslindweni sika moyo kuna ngale hillside Bobulawayo. So ke Mpofu futhi ke umoyo bavumelene bonke ukuthi umoyo likhawe lamakhawe. So siyabona ukuthi ke wasuka eZimbabwe ngo-1968 zesiya khona ngale empini. Wafikela khona ngale Zambia wagcina esiya ekolijini wafundela i-social work. Wagcina nje sendaweni eziningi ezijineyo lapho wagcina sezithole khona i-degree yakhe. Ye, kunjalo ke Joka.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs tanzwa bepanhau reHerald riri kutaura kuti munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa kana kuti kufambiswa kwemusangano weZANU PF vaObert Mpofu nevasvitsa mashoko kumhuri yavaSimon Kaya Moyo kuti vapiwa remekedzo rwegamba renyika. Tinoziva kuti vaMoyo vakaenda kuhondo 1968 vachibuda munyika vachienda kuZambia. Vakasvika kuZambia vakaenderera mberi nechikoro kuZambia ikoko vakazobva vakaenda kunoita zvidzidzo zvehondo kuRussia nekuCuba. Ndo mamwe mashoko ari kutaurwa mubepanhau reHerald vachiti vashaya vava nemakore 76 kana kuti makumi manomwe nematanhatu. Ndizvozvo Gibbs.
Yes, we are expecting Tafazo Mngwati of ZANU PF to actually join us shortly. I hope he's going to do that. We actually invited him and we hope he's going to join us. And then we've got other guests that are supposed to join us as well. And now let's proceed to the other issue that we're discussing today, the issue of the de facto military coup. We remember what happened on the 14th of November, 2017, when then Major General Sibusiso Moyo went on television to announce what was going on. The day before that, there were some announcements that were made by the army, which actually expressed some kind of discontent over the manner in which ZANU-PF was being run. You know, we know that there were rallies that were being conducted by the First Family. And in those rallies, there was a lot of attack, on certain individuals. And Mnangagwa by then, he was in South Africa, where, he had fled after he was sacked as Vice President. So, siyakhumbula ke ngesikhathi ibutho mhlaka 14, kulwezi 2017 ngesikhathi selisithi-ke selibamba iintambo zombuso ngoba lidinga abantu babegombolozela umgaba abagangileyo izidlovu abantu abangazwayo. So ke siyakhumbula ukuthi ngesikhathi leso Mnangagwa phela wayesekhona ngale kule South Africa elabanye belokhu kuthiwa beplana ukuthi bebone ukuthi bengenzani kususa umgaba esikhundleni. So ke jonga kunjalo ke ungatshela abantu ngolokho okulandelayo.
Ndizvozvo tichatarisa nyaya imwe yatakuzivisai nezvayo yekutorwa kwemasimba kubva maoko vaive mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe musi wa 14 November kana kuti usiku wemusi wa 14 November nemauto. Takanzwa vaive mukuru wemauto, mumwe wevakuru wemauto vaSibusiso Moyo vakaenda pamhepo panhepfenyuro yeZBC musi wa 15 November vachizivisa nezvematanho akanga atorwa nemauto. Vakavimbisa nyika kuti aiwa musatya zvenyu, vaMugabe vakachengetedzeka kana kuti vaMugabe vari safe. Zvikanzi tiri kungobvisa vanhu vakavapoteredza vari kuita kuti vange vachitadza kushanda mashandiro avanenge vachitarisirwa semutungamiri wenyika. Tingati ndo pakatanga nhoroondo yekushanduka kwemasimba. Nguva iyoyo vave kutonga zvinezvi vave mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakanga vadzingwa mubato reZANU PF kwavanga vari mutevedzeri webato uyezve vadzingwa kwemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika kumuhurumende, vadzingwa vatiza vachibva vaenda kuSouth Africa vachiti vari kutyira upenyu hwavo. Vamugabe vakazoti musi wa 21 tingati musi wa 20 November vezanupf vakazoita vanoti vote of no confidence, kana kuti kushaiva chivimbo neutungamiri wavamugabe mubato ravo. Vakati havachavada kunge vari mutungamiri webato. Takazoona vamugabe vakazonyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda weparamende musi wa 21 November vachitaura kuti aiwa ndave kusiya basa. Ndo pakabva pangoita kupera kwesarungano yavamugabe semutungamiri. Saka tichanzwa kuti zvii zvaita kuti zvamungati zvashanduka kubva vamugabe vabviswa pachigaro Gibbs.
Yes, this is listen to what Mr. Sibusiso Moyo, the retired general, said on that particular day, on the 14th of November 2017, about what was happening in the country.
Following the address we made on 13 November 2017, which we believe our main broadcasters, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and the Herald, were directed not to publicize, the situation in our country has moved to another level. Firstly, we wish to assure the nation that His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice. As soon as we have accomplished our mission, we expect that the situation will return to normalcy.
That was Sibusiso Moyo, the late. He was announcing this kind of de facto military coup, on television. And you were saying, the Herald and other publications didn't run their speech on the previous day. So he was very angry about that. So now what was happening was there was a coup underway. Definitely people, you can call it whatever, but some experts say, the moment you remove a constitutionally elected government from power by force, it's a coup. That's the basic definition. So in this case, the Zimbabwean soldiers were saying, no, this is not a coup. This is a way of arresting these criminals around.
Gibbs, why did these military guys report those criminals around Mugabe to the police?
That's a problem, really. So now I'm happy we've got our guests here with us. First, we've got Mr. Mkondisi Moyo of the Mtwakazi Republic Party. And the other guest is Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. Let's start with Vusango to give us the basis of what actually happened on that particular day and what has happened over the years. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. So we know that on the 14th of November 2017, a de facto military coup was underway in Zimbabwe. And many things happened thereafter up to today. So did you guys really bless this kind of move by the army to... for the army to take over?
Sorry, I didn't watch the video that you showed. For some reason, there was no sound. But yes, for sure. I would want to, first of all, I would just want to say condolences to the Kaya Moyo family in Plumtree and all over the world, and to the ZANU-PF party, and to the entire community of Zimbabweans for his demise. To us in ZANU-PF, Ambassador Kaya, as we used to call him, he was a man of integrity, a statesman. He was somebody who was very loyal to ZANU-PF, not to an individual. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you know that he is the one who was responsible to read out a letter that was written by our former president, RG Mugabe, expelling the now president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. He was actually the one again who wrote, read out a letter when Comrade Edi Mnangagwa was now being installed as the president of Zimbabwe in the ZANU-PF, since he was a ZANU-PF spokesperson at that time. So I think your question you were asking me, I would answer it in this way. I think as if you look at the old dispensation that took power or the race in Zimbabwe from 1980 to 2017, if you can compare it with the new dispensation which is being led by Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, we have seen immense and immense unspeakable developments in our country. As ZANU-PF party, some of the developments, you don't see them on social media. But there's quite a lot of work that is being done on the ground. I know people, we are all concerned about job creation. But as far as the new dispensation is concerned, they have made schools, every province is getting new schools. Roads are being developed, repaved, power generation stations, solar generation plants, dams are being constructed. There's quite a lot of work that the new dispensation has been putting across. And I think it's only time will tell when people, especially the media, are going to focus really on his on the developments that were done by the new dispensation. So Comrade Kayamoe, being part of the old and the new dispensation, he has done his part. And throughout his entire time when he was in ZANU-PF, he was loyal to the party and into the constitution of the party as, and of the government as well. He was somebody who was there to do exactly what his office entitled him to do. So he has not worked or even be found in any of the shenanigans that other people sometimes they get involved themselves with, for example, corruption and all that. He was a real, you know, I would say if he was a civil servant, he was somebody who was living upon the means of what he was getting from the government. That's Comrade Kaya for you. What you were seeing is what you would get from him, even if you would meet him in person, very charming, very calm person, and full of joy all over. You would see him even on the Politburo, after Politburo meetings, you would be just in a jovial mood. That's how Comrade all the announcements that he did, even we're talking now about the new dispensation, he was working from his office. He was not working from his head or from any faction. I have never heard him being anywhere closer to be in a faction. And, you know, he's somebody who came from ZAPU, ended up coming together and be part of ZANU-PF. He has never shown signs of tribalism, signs of favoritism in the work that he was doing. And I hope that we will continue to have a replacement such like him. Because for me, I think as ZANU-PF and as Zimbabwe, I think we've lost a son of the soil, somebody who was actually showing the way for the young people as far as leadership is concerned. So yes, he supported the new dispensation, not really supported the new dispensation, but his job would entitle him to do what he did. So I think that's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Chonga. Maybe you can make a follow-up question.
Izvo zvayo ndaida kuti vango tsanangurawo muririmirwa mai kuti vanoti tichiona kuti kwasvika makore mana vaMugabe vabva pachigaro. Tichiona zvakare kuti tiri kubatanidza nyaya iyoyi nekushaya kwavaSimon Kayamoe. Vanove vanonyanyozikanwa nekuti ndivo vakasvitsa mashoko kuvarume vaviri ivava vaMnangagwa vachidzingwa mubato navaMugabe. Vadzoka vaMnangagwa vachinyorawo tsamba yekuti vaMugabe vabva pachigaro vaSimon Kayamoe. Ndo vakaita inonzi pachivanhu mutumwa haana mbonje. Hapana akambovarova pavarume vaviri vese ava. Taurai tunzwe vacharumbira.
Ndinotenda zvikuru vaJonga. Ndiri kukunzwai asi muchibreak. Handisi kuti muri kundinzwa zvakanaka here?
Yeah, we can hear you, yes.
Ndinoda kutenda zvikuru. Nhoroondo yavaSimon Kayamoe semwana wakazvarirwa kuPlumtree. Vachizoendawo kuZambia Maeli is almost late 60s, really. Kwa waka zono dziza, vachini peza iso, sondo kwa waso tokao paka buhini wa independence. Waka zono.
Nare nyiri kubreka, wacharumbira.
I think there was a phone that was an incoming call.
Okay.
So, we have actually lost you, Mr. Charumbira. So can you rejoin if you can? Because I think we touched a mute button. So can you rejoin? So siyakubaba ke uMkhondisi Moyo. Bona sekhona lapha ke. Babu Moyo sawamukela umhlelo ba.
Ngiyabonga babu Dube lo babu Jongamire.
Yes. So akusitele babu ukuthi wena ubona njani konoko uka Simon Khaya ngamafutshane then bese ungena kokunye lokho. Ulungisele camera yakho ubulale phezulu la. Asabona ukuthi ya yenze njalo. Siyabonga.
Okay. Ngakhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Yeah, kubekho baba.
No, it's fine. Babu Dube earlier on bengiyalile ukukomenta ngoKhaya Moyo because ayish into zezanu PF ziyahlupa. There is a lot of lies ezenzakalayo ngelizwe leZimbabwe whereby the real heroes abalwa belwela kakhulu i liberation struggle abanye abe national heroes because babe ngajabulisi either umuntu nje uKhaya Moyo uchonile ubizwa i national heroine but ungakhangela abantu emathebeleleni particularly Plumtree lapha zalwa khona angikholi ukuthi uKhaya Moyo i national hero ubaya kunanzelela. I remember in 2013 I had a case around Makuzese ekochichi emangwe lapho Simon Khaya ayengu isiphathamandla sezalu khona evela khona sase sihlaselwe abadala sebehlaselwe ngamateacher ayivela khona le Harare esedla imali yesikole engange 30,000 rands because iyavoko. Ngamfonela uSimon Khaya Moyo to alert him about that problem ukuthi njenge top official yeZanu PF angangenela kanjani ancedise. Wangena phansi uSimon Khaya akazange ayibambele indaba. I remember by then phoning umama uAngeline Masuku owayeyigovernor yeMatsouth wasecela ukuthi ngimnike i-report yami in writing ngamnikeza. But engikutsho ukuthi uSimon Khaya Moyo cannot be a national hero in Zimbabwe contest but ebantwini bakubo beplan Mangwe, engabenzelanga lutho hambe ebona imigwaqo yaseplumtree ukuthi ifenjani khona lokuthi sokuvela khona uSimon Khaya. Namhlanje bese simcelebrate sithi ulihero ngenxa yokuthi ube serve ama interests ezanu PF.
Siyamuzwa kakhulu ke Jonga, what Mr. Mkhondisi Moyo is saying here is that you know some people can call him a national hero and so forth, but in his own place he didn't do well. You know, he says the roads are in bad shape and many other things, you know. At one stage he was looking for him to actually fix a problem concerning schools in Mulilima. And Simon Khaya was nowhere to be found. So he says, well, you can call him a hero, but some other people is not a hero at all.
Maybe I can respond to Mr. Moyo, not that I'm siding with Mr. Simon Khaya Moyo, but to Mr. Mtondi's statement. Maybe he was not a corrupt guy. That's why he didn't fight to make sure that his area is developed when its allocation was not enough. He didn't do like other guys who we know amass wealth to develop their areas. What can you say, Mr. Moyo?
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga. I'm not talking about corruption here. I'm talking about when you say somebody is a national leader, his nationalism leadership role emanates from where he hails from. This is where my point of contention is. I'm not even saying Simon Khaya Moyo was corrupt or not corrupt. I'm simply saying Zimbabwe was fought for before 1980. I heard Mr. Charumbira even trying to explain about the contributions of Simon Khaya Moyo before the reparation strike. But I'm saying after 1980, when we attained the so-called Zimbabwe independence, all the Matabeleland leaders who were coming from ZAPU after the 1987 Winter Accord failed to stand with the people and even speak for them or come up with developmental, projects in their respective areas. Now, when you talk about corruption and all those things, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that Simon Khaya failed to represent these people very well, but he will be seen representing what people may call national issues, forgetting his own people who made him probably to be Simon Khaya that we are talking about today.
Yes, I was a colleague, Mbabu Moyo. So, a colleague of one fang is in the military intervention.
Ngiyabonga ngithi kuba bujonga angikhulumi ngecorruption ubudlova ngoba iZANU PF vele iphathe corrupt iphathe yamasela so ke vele iyazakala ukuthi iyajontsha uSimon Khaya Moyo balenhlanhla yokuthi bazalwe emathebelele nje abantu bangapha awungangidingela ingceba ngababili bathathu maybe ngoObed Mpofu bona aba maybe labo Kimbo Mahadi abacorrupt abangamasela abagangileyo but the rest of these guys ababuya bevela kuZaphu bezipratrained babefundisa discipline babefundisa
yebo Niwazani ilokuzeleko singani sifreeza kancane moyo. So bonazani ongakwenza kuma uphenduke moyo. So ungazani ke awukhambe. Ungazani iyaqhumeka i-network yakho. So ubambe ya sengubona ubambe khona. Let's bring in Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango I think is in now. He had a challenge with his microphone. I think now is okay. So there you are, Chonga.
Yes. Well, Zangwa, and so what ones were Mashoko, Ava Moeva Bakaura, and so Wanga Zokaram Churonga, Wavusango.
Yes, Rajonga, Rajonga, the point of Gulai.
And Danzwa Moyo Bakaura, Vashtaura, and Yabuti, Vasimon Kaya Moyo, Munu, Angachita, Zinganzi Pashiva Pachurungu. Grandstanding, you would want to have one who could see what she neglected. Quawa Nova, Sakawa Nundu, Avatombo, Awana Kunga and Ganzanga Kodrakita, Gambarenika, Nubuti, charity begins at home.
And do my own little Nitao. Notangani, you want Shona English?
Sure, Shona Tanga in Shona Timbos, Rakanyaso Nakarim or Katseka.
Thank you. Chose last week in 1990. Wakaya moyo muna March. Ndopa waka MP. Weku Plumtree. Kulila Mangwa. I think wanu wose wa Mzimbabwe. Waka tanga kuziwa. Kuti ku Plumtree. Kune nzimbwe nonzi. Kulila Mangwa. East. Ndo wakaita kuti Plumtree. Inyate kuzikama. Enini ndakambo enda ku Plumtree. Even last year ndani ku Plumtree. Ndika attended a Plumtree. It was my first time. Ndichiona kuti senyika iri bordering ne Botswana. Wakaya moyo wakaita basa rakakura kukurira mangwa. Sa MP wenzvimbo iyoyo. Vakawina my elections, I think vanenge vakawina two terms or so. Vasati vazidhopa vasati vaenda kunoita ambassador. Saka now tinoona isu kuti kana tikada kukombeya tichitaura hedu biography yavo. Tikada kukombeya basa rakaitwa navakaya moyo nema ministries ese avakapuwa vari mugovernment kusvika iko zvinezvi vachizoshaika. Hatisi kuona pavanonenekwa kana pavakaendeswa kucourt kana pakamboita vanhu vekuPlumtree vachichema kuti ngavabvisiwe saMP hapana zvavari kutiitira. Asi tangatoona kuti Plumtree yakatobudirira ikasumuka nokuda kwavakaya. Vakaitawo kuti inzvimbo yakanga isingazikamwe iri kumapetopeto. Asi nzvimbo yakazozikamwa nokuti kwakabva munhu anga minister kuchiitwa ma development yakaitwa kuPlumtree yakawanda yakaitwa through vakaya moyo. Ndinoda kuti vanhu dzedzi zvikoro zvakavakwa kubulira mangwe migwagwa yaiiswa kubulira mangwe zvakaiswa nani apart from ambassador Kaya Moyo. Saka I think kana tikada kukombea zvedu vari MP vakaya moyo nema MP AMDC. Because MDC ndio opposition political party in Zimbabwe. Inema MP angakati wandei. Tikada sa mzimbo dzese because Plumtree ino imbuda vandu vachishanda ikoko kuma constitution ariko ikoko. Saka tiri kuona isu kuti mzimbo dzinotungamirirwa ne MDC whether alliance or MDC kubva payakatanga MDC yacho yose. Nema MP ezanu PF ese kubva zanu PF ichitanga. tikada kuti asa difference yacho tinozadza kuti kuZambia kunonene gwanyaya corruption and cetera and cetera asi ukaenda kuma constituency ese eZambia ku including constituency yanga ichitungamirirwa navakaya moyo unoona kuti development unotoibata namaoko uchiona nemaziso ako saka hatigoni kuti tikombe tibetataka kuti nhasi nokuti vakaya moyo vashaika totanga kutaura isisi kuti vakaya moyo vanga vari munhu anga asingazivi zvaanga achiita hapana zvavakatiitira kana imimi vajonga kana mune vanhu venyu vestudio 7 vari kuplumtree izvezvi vakakupai nyuzi dzokuplumtree kuti vanhu vanyanya kurasikirwa inzvimbo yekuplumtree nokuti vakaya moyo vaiti kana vasiri kuparliament kana vasiri kusouth africa kwavanga vari ambassador vanenge vari kuplumtree kumusha vachifamba nevanhu mumusha munhu anga achidiwa kuplumtree kuzvimbo yaanobva tinoziva isi charity begins at home kana imi mukauya kwangu kumusha kwandirobva kwacharumbira ndobva muchaziva vajonga kuti indiri munhu akaita sei kana indikauya kwenyu vajonga ukoo ndobva ndichaziva kuti mukanya vakaita sei same thing namukoma Gibbs saka I think at this point it is important to give the Jews where they are deserved vakaya moyo vakamanya nendima yavo vakaita basa ravo ravakaita inhanisa namba kana musu 1 wakanzi vakaya moyo vashedzwa mucourt nenyaya yecorruption vakaya moyo vashedzwa mucourt nenyaya yeabuse of office hatina mbozvinzwa isi we have nothing, no record of that. All we have is we have a record of excellence. Even pavanga vari ambassador vaka save South Africa munhu wega wega ngari ku South Africa nguva yavakaya moyo ma passport vanhu vaimaona on time vanhu vanga vane
ndachida kubatai muromo vacharumbira kuti humbo hwamungada ndehupi tichipfuura humbo hwapiwa navamuxondisi moyo vanobva kuplumtree izvozvo
ayo ndosaka ndataura indikati kose izvinhu izvozvo tatisingazizivi ima muchiziva here
vataura nhoroondo yekuti vakatonge vachitocommunicata navo vachivanyorera which means vanotoo inyaya yavanga vachitofambidzana nayo vachikumbira kuti vaite development nezvavaida kubatsirwa munzvimbo mavo regai tione kuti Gibbs anga vadzosa here pamwe vanogona kunge vaine zvimwe zvokuwedzera
vamyes so before maybe bringing Mr. Moyo let me bring in Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance so this guy is independent he doesn't belong to any political party so welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Siyabonga babu Dube lichona njani.
Isifunde kakhulu ke. Asikhalise ngakhona kuke kwa Simon Khaya Moyo. Ukubona njani ukuthi wasebenza njani ebantwini? Njalo sizulu babu Nkosi Moyo sithi u Simon Khaya wayechelela ungani lidelele sibinqazi kubuya ukuthi alwele abantu khona pa locality. Kodwa ku national level wayishayina ngazani mudoshaya kumbe umadini.
Hayi siyabonga ngicabanga ukuthi umoyo uqinisile kukunzima ukukhuluma ngomuntu nxa esesichile kuyikuthi esaphila sizange simtshele lezo zinto angizange ngimbone ubaba uKhaya Moyo esukumela inkinga esilazo emathebelele angizange ngimbone esukuma engxenye kungenzeka ukuthi ubesukuma ngingaze kumbe ngingekho ngingaze ngambona so abantu bakithi ngicabanga ukuthi kumele ukuthi sikufunde ebantwini abanjengabo Khaya ubaba umoyo mayesehambile ukuthi umuntu indawo yakibo akayimele hayi ukuthi kube nguye otolikayo ngizwa lapha kutolika umuntu engicaba mayesithi ungucharumbira lowo muntu angazi ukuthi ePlumtree uke wafika nini ukuthi enkaye nalomuntu uke wafika kumele ukuthi khona abantu bakithi loba besithi bangama national politicians kodwa bakwazi igrassroots lapha basuka khona labezindaba lani kuthi ukuthi belingakhulumi ngayo imisebenzi emihle echiwo ngubaba lo okhulumayo abeyenza mina ngizange ngimbone ende ngizwa ngilokudani ukuthi ngumuntu obekumele abe lomthelela wokuthi inkinga ezisemathebeleleni akhulume ngazo kuloku deploy kwama teacher for example ukujayela ukwenzakala ngendlela engayisiyo zange ngimuzwe uKhaya Moyo sithi akwenziwe into e right so ke kungenza kube nzima ukuthi ngikhulume ngaye ngoba sokuzamela ngikhulume in the negative kodwa ke kungumuntu osesichile mina ngicabanga ukuthi nje ngingamchiya aziphumulela umuntu omdala kusalela abatsha ukuthi abantu asifundeni ukumela indawo zakithi
yes cela ukufana ngesilungu kono kanti ukukhuluma ngakho baba
Oh okay thank you very much there is nothing that I can say about Mr. Khaya Moyo because what has been happening is that we have not been hearing anything we have not seen him standing for the issues, the challenges that are in Matebele. I have not seen him going to the grassroots, identifying with the people there. But he has been somebody who is at national level, international level, standing there or on the grand stage. But we require people of his influence, of his stature, to have been somebody who was at the grassroots. Being with the old woman who is suffering in the rural areas, the small boy who cannot go to school, the family that cannot have anything to eat. But I have not seen him do that. I have not seen him seek dialogue with the people where he comes from. Because you get to be national from the grassroots, and then you get to be international from the grassroots, then be national, and then you are international. You can't be running around as an international person when in your grassroots you are not there. And the person who is talking, glorifying him, is somebody who is a Charumbira. I suppose Charumbira is coming from somewhere in Mashonaland. I don't know whether Charumbira has been in Matebeleland to see Mr. Kayamoe has been doing all along. So I think this should be a wake-up call for young people and politicians, that people should start everything from where they come from, and then they build up going up there. Thank you
very much. Let's bring in Mr. Mkondisi Moyo, like what Tonga Kandemeri wanted us to do earlier on, and hear his views, you know, on some of these issues. Tonga?
Okay.
Tonga?
Yes, Baba Moyo. I think you heard what Mr. Charumbira said. He said that he has been in Plumtree and he saw a lot of development. And also he's asking why you are bringing this up after the demise of Ambassador Simon Kayamoe.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Tonga and Mr. Dube. It's so unfortunate that we are made to be discussing about the late Kayamoe. Apparently, Mr. Charumbira mentioned something about when Mr. Simon Kaya became the MP in Bulilima around 1990. To me, it shows that Mr. Charumbira doesn't know much about what has been happening in Zimbabwe, even around the 90s thereabout. Because in 1990, in Zimbabwe, we had only one party, that was ZANU-PF. There was no any other party. So who did Simon Kaya contest with in 1990 to prove that indeed he contested against other candidates of opposing parties of that time and won? You reckon that between 1990 and year 2000, before MDC came, it was only ZANU-PF alone and its other, parties that ZANU-PF will create to behave as if there are some opposing parties in Zimbabwe, while these days there are no parties. So I'm simply saying that the development that Mr. Charumbira is talking about, as people of Matebele in South and particularly Plumtree, we don't know any development which was brought about by Mr. Simon Kaya. The roads that he is talking about were constructed by the government of Ian Smith. ZANU-PF government has never built some roads or constructed some schools anywhere in Matebeleland. Should it be in Matebeleland North? Should it be in Matebeleland South? Should it be in Mekens? All the projects that have been done there, is either they were done by the government of Ian Smith or the communities doing it on their own or the non-governmental organizations. So to me, it's a sign that Mr. Charumbira doesn't know about what is happening, in Matebeleland South, particularly Plumtree, where Simon Kayamoe hailed. He could be better off telling us about what is happening in Mashonaland, because when he comes here and wants to tell us something which is not true, we'll argue with him. Not that we're arguing about whether Simon Kaya was a liberator or not, but we're arguing about the fact that Simon Kaya failed to bring about development in Plumtree, where he hailed.
Yes,
Yeah, ngithi mina ubaba uCharumbira uyakhanya ukuthi imbala zami kusitshela yona kayazi sisi. Yiluhlupho esilalo eZimbabwe ukuthi uyathola umuntu osuke eHarare khona le Mashonaland efuna ukuzositshela ngendaba zeMatebeleland. Whilst thina on the other hand asisuki siyebatshela ngendaba zaseHarare. Ukhuluma ngokuthi uSimon Kayamoe wakhe imigwaqo. Imigwaqo yonke seMatebeleland babudube lo Mr. Jonga yakhiwa yigovernment ka-Ian Smith, igovernment ka-Robert Mugabe likaMnangagwa abakalethi development zonke eMathebeleland izikolo zonke ezikhona zakhiwa yigovernment kaSmith kumbe lama communities lama NGOs so ukuthi ubaba uCharumpira asitshela ukuthi uSimon Khaya wenza lokhu lalokhu thina sivela khona khona ngale singakwazi angazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani njalo uSimon Khaya lapha twaye wina khona ngo-1990 kwakufana lokuthi nje iZANU PF yayiyodwa ngoba kwakungela la strong opposition by that time so ke siyabonisa ukuthi hayi bengampraise abona njengeZANU PF bakhulume ngokuthi uSimon Khaya ube good leader ngoba vele kuZANU PF kuya praisewana awukaze kusolwe muntu wenza ngumnankagu ukhuluma ngokuthi uKhaya akazange abotshele corruption vele kuZANU PF akula umuntu ake botshele corruption engani nangu Emmerson Mnangagwa as the current president wabulala abantu bakithi ngegugrawundi wabotshwa ngubani
siyabonga sicela ubambe konapho moyo ungakuchana sipisi ubaba uCharumpira Chonga let's bring in Mr. Charumpira Mr. Charumpira there you are Chonga
yes wa Charumpira ndofunga manzi why you heard what Mr. Moyo just said I think you are itching to defend yourself there
thank you very much Mr. Chonga I think the two speakers who just get off the podium I think they should ask themselves after Comrade Khaya Moyo was the MP for Bulila Mangwe South who was the next MP after him and the next one and the next one and the current that shows that the people of Bulila Mangwe South trust ZANU PF with no doubt whether there is development or no development so if I don't know if he is there he if he's there he should go and change the politics on the ground because you cannot come here and tell us that Simon Khaya Moyo when he was in 1990 when he was when he became the MP of that constituency because ZANU PF was the only party in Zimbabwe so which means whose problem was that for ZANU PF to be the only party in Zimbabwe so we not supposed to have MPs just because we are the only party in the country but not only that we continued to took the reins of Bulila Mangwe South up to today right now who is the current senator and who is the current MP for that so I think that those points are very valid I think what we need to do is to understand is that he served all his positions very well but as you know there is always going to be somebody who want to speak negative about anybody especially in our party ZANU PF but we are not moved by that we are going to celebrate his death and we are going to give him a good send off a revolutionary icon because all what he has done from being MP ambassador or the ministries that he occupied in the country he said very well he said from the bottom of his heart and mind you people of Bulila Mangwe South they are actually mourning right now they mourn because they knew who Khaya Moyo was he did a lot for his people and definitely for sure like I said you always going to find somebody who point the fingers on you but Simon Khaya Moyo did all what he could. I think for me, if I'm going to be an MP or a member of parliament, I would like to be like him. I think he had a very good record, better than most records that we get out there. So I would dismiss all what he said. It doesn't mean that me I've been to Plumtree. I was in Plumtree in January this year.
Mr. Charumpira, they are not disputing Ambassador Simon Khaya Moyo's role at national level. What they are talking about is local representation. They are even highlighting issues that they thought Ambassador Moyo would have sided with the locals. Issues like the bringing of teachers who are not conversant with the local language and local traditions and all that. And also the issue of Gukurahundi. I think it's something that people in Matabeleland especially think that those in the top hierarchy of ZANU PF who hail from that area were not as strong backers as they ought to be from their locals. That's what these people are talking
about. Yeah, exactly. I was actually going there. I was not done. Because what I wanted to say is I wanted to sort of respond point to point. He mentioned that all the senior former ZAPO members who joined ZANU and they reign from Matabeleland. He was part of the people. But I want him to show me one person who was from ZAPU, became ZANU, and was a strong figure of the party. The likes of himself, Joshua Mkau Kongomo, was he not the vice president of Zimbabwe? Why did he agree to work with Robert Gabriel Mugabe? All the John Ngomo, the Msikas, himself, Kaya Moyo, Dabemba, everybody from Matabeleland, we don't want to move back and try, by all means, try to scrutinize the peace that we have in our country. Right now, the president is doing, the commission is going very well. The first time you see the president of Zimbabwe going to Matabeleland in 6 months, maybe 9 times, meeting with the chiefs and all the political strongholds in Matabeleland. We are having peace in Matabeleland. The Gukurahundi issue is being dealt with, and everybody in Matabeleland is happy with the proceedings. So what I'm trying to say is that as a country, we need to be peaceful. All these leaders from Matabeleland, what they were doing, the reason why they were working together, joining hands with the current government and the old government, it was because we had a peace accord in 1987, where we said, let's work together as a country, let's build our country together. So why do we have to go back and destroy the peace accord that we had in 1987? I think my brother there needs to understand, we are talking about nationalism. We want to build our country. We want Zimbabwe to remain peaceful. Comrade Kaya Moyo did his part, working with the government of the day to make sure peace is proclaimed in our country.
Thank you very much. And now let's talk about, you know, the de facto military coup. Just briefly, Mr. Musango, so looking at where Zimbabwe is today, are you happy?
We are very happy. Whatever you can call it, de facto coup or not, we know that the parliament, which was comprising of all political parties in Zimbabwe, they were about to go for a vote of no confidence for the former president, R.G. Mugabe. Why? Because of numerous reasons. The man was now old. He was no longer governing the country very well. And they wanted the country to be rescued from its economic collapse. And for sure, we had to do what we could as a country to manage and to rescue the nation. Now Zimbabwe is prospering. We are being now invited to come to the president, just left Scotland, where he was able to meet all the leaders. First time after how many years? Over 20 years. We were not invited to a platform such like that, apart from going to the UN, where we have the right to do so. So what we are doing as a new dispensation is nothing but developing our country. Little by little, we will develop our country, we will rescue our country from economic collapse that was caused by the old dispensation. The new dispensation is far more different and very positive to the people of Zimbabwe than the old dispensation. Look at the peace, look at the freedom. You can say whatever you want now. Was Studio 7 there? Was Studio 7 and all other news broadcasting platforms, were they there in the old dispensation? We should thank Comrade Idi Mnangagwa for allowing us to be free. For Zimbabwe is free and you continue to be free.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Mkondisi Moyo. Mr. Moyo, can you react to what Konoko Kulia Nguvu Sango?
Yeah, then first of all, react though, Mr. Charumbira must know what it is as people of Matabeleland and you don't eat nationalism. Nationalism only benefit people from Mashonaland, not us people from Matabeleland. And for him today to say, there is peace in Zimbabwe after 1987 accord. Gwaba le peace kwenzakeleni. Our people, more than 40,000, were butchered by the current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who paid for 106 North Koreans in 1981, who were to train the 50th Brigade in Inyanga. Today he comes here and tells us that there is peace in Zimbabwe and start to mention all those things. We don't eat nationalism. As people of Matabeleland, we know that even if he claims that Gukurahundi is over, meaning the physical Gukurahundi, we now suffer what you call economic genocide in Matabeleland and Midlands, whereby our resources are being looted by people from Harare. I mean, ZANU-PF, as the ruling government, having its own satanic 1979 Shona Grand Plan document, we speak evil about how people of Matabeleland should be taken advantage of. So for him to talk to us about nationalism, while our people are suffering, while our resources are looted to Harare, while even manual jobs are being done by people from Harare at the expense of our own people, doesn't reflect what he is calling nationalism. We are under oppression and neo-colonialism from ZANU-PF government. And for him to say, you as Studio 7 broadcasters, you are now doing what you are doing because of ZANU-PF, that is a total fallacy. He's a liar. He should be telling us, because you are independent. You are not being even accorded to this, platform by ZANU-PF. So I'm so much disappointed, because whatever he's saying about ZANU-PF doesn't reflect what is really happening in Matabeleland and Mikens. And this thing of coup, de facto, what have you, is so sad that he is ZANU-PF. Since 1980, everything is being stage managed from 1980. Even ukubusa kwe ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF yarika, incediswa yiBritain. And yikho abaqhubeka bekwenza amakhulu awana bekungama-negotiated agreement ngabo Mgabe, labo Chichiwengwa, labo Mkono, Father Mkonori, labo Charumbira, bekhuluma bebodwa bengabantu besishoneni kungela bantu besiNdebeleni, kuthiwa kuyakhiwa ilizwe eliyi-1. Abantu besiNdebeleni babengaphi kuma-negotiations ekhulu?
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Babu Moyo. Wothi silethe ke uBabu Moses. Jonga, we've got Mr. Moses Ncube. I think his back he had been cut off. So let's hope he's around now. Yes. I think we cannot see him. So maybe
I can just read two or three comments here.
Yes, quiet. Yes.
Yes, we have Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is saying we are an angry people. Where is he taking us? I don't know where, who he's talking about. And then he's correcting Mr. Vusango Charumbira. He says it's Bulilima Mangwe, not South Charumbira. And then we have Lucindo Ngwechukore. Go ahead, Charumbira, build a straw man and knock it down. Then Stanley Gumbi, there is no peace in Matoele land. Harare and Bulawayo will never be the same as the Shona supremacy is stifling the Ndebeles. Then there is D. Nkomiyapi Msiba. Then, he says, Charumbira, that's typically ZANU-PF talks, Zimbabwe prospering, where you just make people of Matabele land. What freedom are you talking about? What peace are you talking about? ZANU-PF is and has always been killers from start. Those are some of the comments Gibbs.
Yeah, maybe ask him in Shona. There he is.
Yes, Charumbira. Tanzwa vamwe vachitaura apo kuti aiwa nyaya iripo inyaya yekutsimbirirana kubva kare ZANU-PF yanga isingade kusimudzira dunhu reMatabele land. Amene kuti mune mhinduro yakadii ingapfuura zvamaimbenyu muchitsanangura vacharumbira.
Ndine vurombo zvikuru kuna mukoma vangu vanga vachitaura kuti munhu asiri happy with the current affairs of the country. But I think the only way we can continue to move forward as a country is not to speak the old language. This the language that he is speaking about. It has not been heard of in a long time. Zimbabwe is moving on. It will not go back. We will continue to push for peace and tranquility in Matabele land and all over Zimbabwe. What he said about Zimbabwe is not only Matabele land and Mashonaland. We have got other provinces. I'm not from Mashonaland. I'm from Mashonaland province. And as a matter of fact, I grew up partly in Bulawayo. I have love for Bulawayo. And that's why I told you I was in a plum tree in this January myself. I was doing something there. So I know plum tree very well. So if you tell me your address, I can tell you that maybe probably I passed by there, because I was going around plum tree to know more about it and everything there. And there's quite a lot of development that is happening in the planetary currently. So basically, we cannot be moving backwards as a country. Like I said, right now, all the chiefs in Matabele and South, North, in Bulawayo, they are meeting almost every month to talk about the reconciliation and peace. That was as a result of trying to finalize the Gukurahundi issue. And we have
and unfortunately,
in Matabele land.
Unfortunately, Charumbira, time is up. You know, it's like when I was watching Bafana Bafana with Ghana, I was wishing that they could be given extra time, maybe 16 minutes, like what happened to Islanders and Dynamos at one stage. But unfortunately, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We have Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, 1 second, just only 1 second. Do you think anything is moving in Zimbabwe? Yes or no?
Nothing is moving.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's what I can say.
You have got the last word there. So thanks to Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira, Mr. Ntanta, Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Mkhondisi Moyo, the leader of Mthwakazi Republic Party, and all those who joined our show today. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Dirim Maryland, Rakare, Dotimura, Rakanaka, Tusanga, Namnezume, Jirongwa, the Studio 7.